This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday is upon us, the 23rd of June. I'm Doug Steffen on the TJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, but not with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's tell me the truth, the two of you. You're actually secretly going to this wedding. I was excluded, but the two of you are going, right?
Yeah, of course. Well,
how did he find out?
It was one of those things.
It really does bug you weren't invited, huh?
That makes for a good conversation. She's going to have a wonderful time.
Yeah,
this guy, I've never met her betrothed, but from people that I know that work with him, he's quite a good guy. So the best thing we can all hope for is that they'll have a good experience. She doesn't exactly have a great relationship with her husband's mother, but getting through all that stuff, and they have a wonderful time, good trip. They celebrate their union and have a great life together. That's what you can hope for. And the same, Jennifer, will hold true for you and Jeff when you get down to the point of deciding exactly what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. And Kara, it'll come your way. I predict that Kara will find some really cool guy who will be 6'3 to 6'5.
That nice. Would be amazing.
Ah, see? Got it all. I have
aim high there. Look at that.
Thoughts are things. You have to hold on to those thoughts. Keep the whatever the person is that you're thinking about that you would like to have as your mate, you keep that image in your mind, and you'll be amazed at how it works. Just try it a little bit and see. Good news, Department Jennifer. Georgia deputy collapsed while on duty yesterday. The six inmates he had been supervising could have made a beeline out and escape from prison, but instead, they chose to save his life.
Wow, good for them.
Group of inmates were out on a work detail in a remote area of Polk County, Georgia. Sort of reminds me of that movie Paul Newman and George Kennedy were in, and Strother Martin. Do you remember that? You know the one I'm talking about.
I don't think I do, actually.
Yeah, there's a, what is that movie called? Carol, will you dig around? And they just put all I have to do is Google George Kennedy, Paul Newman, Strother Martin, and then the movie will pop up. As somebody's yelling at the screen right now, I know.
Cool Hand Luke?
That's
it.
Thank you.
Never saw it. On my bucket list. Never saw
really?
It.
Oh, it's a fabulous movie. Anyway, so that this...
When did it come out? It came out, I think, before.
Cool Hand Luke would have been in the 50s, probably?
It was 67.
67, really? Okay.
Yeah, way before me. See, look at that.
Right. All right, so anyway, you've seen movies that came out before you were born. Come on. You've seen plenty of them.
Not many of them.
Really? Not some of the old Disney movies? You didn't see those when you were a child? Mickey Mouse, Fantasia.
Probably.
And horrible.
I saw Fantasia. I wasn't a big fan. It was the Dancing Mops.
Horrible. Oh, my God. Scary as hell.
It freaked me out a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Horrible. All right, meanwhile, back in Polk County.
I don't know if it was scary.
It was scary for me.
It was boring.
The sheriff in Polk County is Johnny Motes. Said the inmates could have easily taken the officer's gun and escaped in his van. He said, quote, they were out there by themselves with just this one officer. If they would have left him there, it could have been hours before anybody came across him, and he probably would have died. But instead, the inmates took the deputy to the hospital. They opened his shirt, removed his bulletproof vest, and they cooled him down. It was very humid, as you can imagine, that area, 100 degrees and 100% humidity. Woo! When I have that sounds like, out where Jennifer is, 100 degrees,
awful.
But it's not 100% humidity. So they also used
that would make it a lot worse.
Yeah. The inmates used his phone, called 911. Medical services arrived on the scene. The deputy collapsed because he has had a medical condition and apparently shouldn't have been out in the heat and the humidity anyway. Inmates involved in the rescue, all serving sentences for minor offenses, said there was never a question among them as to the path of action they would take. Quote, when that happened, It wasn't about who's in jail and who wasn't, said one of the inmates. It was about a man going down, and we had to help him. As a token of gratitude, the family prepared lunch and big desserts for the inmates. And all who received shortened sentences. There you go. See? Good does triumph over evil. In most instances,
yep.
Anyway.
Don't you think? But you figure if they're in there for small offenses, if they're in there for minor stuff,
yeah.
Why would you risk it all? You know you're going to get caught again. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So it's but that's the kind of stuff that makes us think that the world is more good than not. And wondering, I suppose we could really dig into the weeds of the debate and ask why they were in there in the first place. What sort of minor offenses? Minor offenses, in my mind, aren't punishable by jail time. This should be fine. People go to work, public service jobs, and pay back whatever their debt to society is by actually contributing something, not going to jail. Now, people could say, well, the work gangs along the roads, clean up the roads, that's part of paying back. And I suppose you can make that argument. But the important thing is they could have split, and they didn't, and the guy's alive today because they didn't split. So good for him, good for them. Here's a question. This is kind of a question. Is Tesla, Elon Musk, creating a music streaming services? Do you know what the answer is, Jennifer?
I would guess probably yes. He's doing everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Company is having discussions with all the major music labels about its own music service for its own cars. It'll be bundled with the cars. They're apparently, I'm thinking about the dashboard that I saw. I have a friend that has two of these.
Mm-hmm.
And they're equipped with a really high-tech dashboard, Jennifer. And they have strong internet connectivity. You can do all, it would be very easy driving your Tesla to, instead of finding a radio station, which isn't what I would prefer, because I want you to listen to us on the radio, because somehow or other I think it sounds better. But you can go to TuneIn Radio, and you, on a device in the Tesla, can just search for Doug Steffen now and find the program in real time and listen to it that way on their cars. So, and you got to believe, once this happens in Tesla, that the other, like General Motors, create its own music streaming services. And Ford will create its own music streaming service. And Chrysler, same thing. And you have a Lexus.
I do.
They probably have the same stuff. It's all the same technology once they use it, right? Once they develop it.
Yeah.
Why would you try to go into business?
He's a smart guy. You know, he's trying to dig tunnels under L.A.
He is?
To get rid of traffic, he's trying to work right now with Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles to see if he can build under the city. He makes these super speed tunnels where people could drive through the underbelly, basically, to avoid the freeways and the roadways.
Isn't that kind of dangerous? Wasn't that the discussion when the subway was put in, that because of the earthquake worries that wouldn't be a good idea, that you dig all these tunnels and then one good earthquake could take care of that?
You would hope, but you'd also hope that maybe they could build it to be resistant to that. I mean, I don't know how you'd guarantee it when it's just under the ground. I mean, if it starts shaking, and it's long and bad, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about these tunnels.
I'd take them.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it would be kind of strange, and I don't know. I just remember when they tried to build a subway in Hollywood and the thing started sinking. I never know if I trust the workmanship, but interesting idea.
I remember driving under the, I forget what the circumstances were, but we were in New York and coming back from New York and in the Holland, Lincoln, I don't remember which one was in, but the traffic was stalled and there's an eerie kind of claustrophobic feeling that you get being stuck in one of those damn tunnels that are very compact anyway. You know what I mean? It's just mm-hmm. You feel like anything could happen. It won't.
Yeah. You're kind of a trapped rat. No way,
yeah,
though.
Right. Yeah. All right, here's some interesting travel news. You ready?
Ready.
Starting next year, people that go to Barbados will be able to spend the time between hotel checkout and getting on the plane by getting their boarding pass at the beach. Virgin director Richard Branson, another genius, pretty much like Elon Musk, they are creating Departure Beach, which is a this will be a new kind of hotel and facility at the hotel in Carlisle Bay. Holiday goers can check in for a flight, grab a boarding pass, drop their bags off at the beach. When they enter the facility, closest thing resembling a check-in counter is a full-service bar. So you go into this beach club, and you go to the bar first, order a drink, and check in. You have to pay $25 for the privileges at Departure Beach. So you go in to the bar and check in, and when you leave, basically you go to the beach and check out. Huh. How about that for a vibe? Guests can enjoy complimentary non-alcoholic refreshments and a buffet lunch. This guy is nothing but smart. Yeah, usually that's been, yeah, you have these departure lounges at the airport. Mm-hmm. American has their whatever it's called, the Advantage thing. You go in and you get a lot of food. You got to pay $125 a month. I don't know what it is. It's something silly. But you can't go in there in your bathing suit. But you can go to this place. Depart. Flight 1825, ready to depart in 2 hours. Check in here. And you still get your bathing suit on.
Wow.
An idea. How about that?
Your birthday suit might be an interesting idea for a lounge.
That would be
easy.
Oh,
they have those already.
Yes.
They wow. have those?
You have
where? It's called a strip club.
Oh.
Nudist beach or a strip
gotcha.
Club. Yeah. You can go to the nudie beach, Riviera Beach, as a nudie beach in Florida. And most places there, you can find a nudie beach in Hawaii, I'm betting, Jennifer. You go there more than
if
I.
If you look hard enough, you could probably find one anywhere.
Look hard enough. Get that, folks?
Oh.
I don't think I want to look that hard at a nudie beach.
18 past the hour. You've been hearing me talk about using ZipRecruiter.com/TJV myself, where you can post your job today, find the right person for the job tomorrow. There are a lot of mistakes that people make. Sometimes posting on just one or two job boards just doesn't get you to the quality candidate, and it doesn't do it fast. The recommendation here from me and them is that you post to as many job boards as possible. And that's why ZipRecruiter is so successful, because it simplifies the process by posting your job to 100 or more job boards automatically. And you can post your first job free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You get candidates fast. They will distribute your job to all of these boards within a moment. One click, bingo. And within 24 hours, you can expect to get applications. I have 7 applicants for the job that I posted on Monday. Get more high visibility, high volume exposure. So that means that you're going to get more applications and more qualified people. You get the right candidates. No secret, the different job boards have different types of job seekers. So if you're posting everywhere, you're going to have the exposure that you need. This is the comprehensive way to find the right one. I wonder if they use this for this sort of process for dating, too. Do you know, is this something you can do at some dating
site? Matching people up? Wouldn't that be great?
One person, or you have one place you put your profile that goes to all the dating sites in the world.
You might have just come up with something here.
I'm just thinking that I have.
Could be husband recruiter.
Aha. .com. All right. ZipRecruiter.com is what you want right now. If you're posting a job, no matter what the size of your company, this is the way to do it. This is fabulous. And it's free to get started. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for the kind of success that I found this week. You'll find it all the time when you're looking for a new person, the right person for the right job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Friday DJV Experience here.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Let's crank it up a little bit here. The guitarist from Queen is Brian May. And we were just talking about traveling and checking out and that sort of thing. May had just flown on a flight from Los Angeles to England from on one of those A380s, the double-decker planes.
Oh, those are biggies, yep.
British Airways. I don't like those things at all. So he was griping about the layout of the plane on his blog. He explained how he normally likes to enjoy the view out of the window while flying. As soon as I'm up there above the clouds, I feel lucky and excited like a kid on a treat. However, he took issue with British Airways seating arrangements, which purportedly prevent him from enjoying the view from his first-class seat. One-way ticket to L.A., he says, costs $10,000. I wonder if I'm the only person left in the world who likes to relax in a comfortable seat and turn my head to the window, get lost in the ever-changing wonders of the planet as they drift by. In the old days, you sat right next to the window. The view was wide and spectacular. Now they sit you about 3 feet from the window, and so low down, you can't see from your seat. You just look up and you see a patch of sky. It's boring. It's frustrating. It's too bad this guy hasn't got something else in his life.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm thinking in my head, who designed this stuff? Hey, pal, you got 10,000 bucks to ride in first class.
Yeah,
and not even bucks, pounds. My favorite,
wow.
I love the comments on it. Someone said, hashtag pray for Brian.
Yeah, or first world problems. My goodness. And by the way, I think most of the time when you blog, it's because you think you can do something about a problem. Does he think that because of this, like, Airbus is going to change the configuration of their plane?
Yeah.
How
all right,
funny.
Pal.
Jeez.
You get a life. Check out. Check in. Next
somebody
thing,
should
maybe
send him to Haiti just for a minute, just to
relax.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Oh, my God. Talking
start
about
counting blessings.
Aye,
right.
Aye, aye. 26 past the hour, and your musical portion of this hour of the DJV Experience with Doug and Jennifer. Garth Brooks is going to open the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, performing the inaugural concert there. This is where the Atlanta Falcons are going to play. Concert scheduled for October 12th. Announced on Facebook yesterday. His wife, Tricia Yearwood, is going to be there to provide the fun. Actually, they have they hired them to do the Facebook look-around. This is a $1.6 billion stadium. It's not only a stadium, but they have all this big entertainment. Remind me, this is, must be what they're doing with all of them, because we're going to have the Gillette Stadium in Foxborough where the Patriots play. It's the same kind of thing. And I'm going to guess the new stadium in Los Angeles, Jennifer, the same thing. It's like an entertainment mall. It's not just a football stadium.
Right. They want to keep you there all day. They want restaurants and bars and and everything that'll keep people there for as long as possible.
Yeah. So one.
I tell you what, this Garth Brooks. You know, I know he's not a new act, but boy, if you get a chance to see his concert, he prices them reasonably. He takes away the ticket fees, and everybody in the arena pays the same price for any seat. It basically is just first come, first serve as to how good your seat is, which I think is really cool.
A whole new way of doing it. It's like Southwest flying Southwest. Right?
But you get this amazing concert. Thing. I mean, this is Garth Brooks. He's a hit machine, and he's hauling his rear end all over that stage. He is amazing.
Smart. But he's smart, too.
Yeah.
That's good. And he appreciates the success that he has and shows it in ways like that, instead of the guy from Queen complaining about his first-class seat and he can't see out the window. All right? Let's get a grip here on what's important. Thank you, Garth Brooks. 28 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Ain't no quick fix at the end of a D-Dub. It's just people.
Hyperbole is the worst, most awful form of language ever, and I really can't stand it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hyperbole is an obvious and intentional exaggeration. For example, I had to wait in line forever yesterday. I will never speak to you again if you go there. I can't stand it when people fill in the blank. Most people use hyperbole in their normal speech, and oftentimes it's innocent enough. Or isn't. The more we fill our minds with exaggerations, the more likely we are to feel exaggerated emotional responses. In other words, if I say I can't stand something when I actually can, I'm firing myself up more than I actually probably need to. So be mindful of the hyperbole you use. Or, as I tend to say, be mindful of your speech because, well, you're listening. For more on how awful hyperbole is, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Four at the hour, Friday, with Doug, Jen, and Kara, with best wishes to Victoria on her wedding plans for tomorrow. Okay, Jennifer, I wanted you to sort of clear out the cobwebs.
All right, hold on.
All right, you got them?
Okay, right. I think I got them out.
The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
First row of the keyboard.
Uses every letter of the alphabet.
Oh, that was just the keyboard.
Brown fox. Well, you're beginning to follow my drift anyway.
I'm pretty good at your quizzes. I get them really fast for some reason.
Why I like doing these, I stopped doing them a number of years ago. And then I decided, as I was thinking back on some of the things that have worked over the years, I don't know why I have thoughts that I do when I have them. This morning I was thinking about Jim Bohannon and Rush Limbaugh and me, because we are the seniors when it comes to doing syndicated radio. The Monday through Friday champion is Limbaugh, who's been on this. He started in August of 1988. I started doing my programs, the Good Day brand, and this is a part of that, an offshoot of that, in October of that year. Bohannon actually had been on the air for 3 years before that doing the weekend gig. He was Larry King on the weekends. Larry King did Mondays and Friday, and Bohannon did Saturday and Sunday. And then when Larry retired, Bohannon took over, obviously, and still is at it. So the three of us have the longevity in terms of being on the air the longest, having done consistent radio programs. And so for some reason or another, I had it in my mind as, you know, thinking about the things that he has done. He and I were talking at the Talkers Convention a few weeks ago about what he's done that was most successful. This would be a great conversation for me to have with your father, because your father, for those of you who don't know, Mike Horn and I go back a long time. That's why I've known Jennifer as long as I have. He's a radio guy like I am. We just don't know what else to do.
Boy, that's for sure.
And so if we were to have a consortium or a conversation among us as to what has worked over the years, the silliest things would come up. You know, engaging and being who you really are is probably the most important thing. But every once in a while, over the years, I've tried little things because I've always been on in the morning pretty much through my whole career. And that, whether that's a testament to me being good at waking people up or me being able to be awake, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life because of the farm, so it's easy for me. And so some of the things that I think are necessary to get people thinking, going, it's hard in the morning. You know how you are, Jennifer, when you get up, it's groggy, superbeats, maybe you need some of that, need some coffee, whatever. But I find some of these engagements, I ask a quick question or say something like I just did, and people say, huh, what did you say? So it sort of brings people, it sort of gets people thinking, which is the idea, isn't it? Get people's minds going. Get
your activating.
Going. So I want to know if you were invited, you do a radio, do my radio program, our radio program, and then you go do a local radio program in Los Angeles, on a station that belongs to the Salem Corporation, which is known for its local and national hosts being right of center. Hugh Hewitt, the big deal. Hugh Hewitt's got a job on MSNBC starting tomorrow. Why? Because
happy for Hugh.
Yeah.
Because he's been on the, I mean, he's been on the, as part of the NBC family for a very long time. He moderated the debates for CNN, and then he's been a regular returning figure on MSNBC, and it's been rumored for a month or two that he would get a weekend job. And you know what? Good for MSNBC. They need to have a little more conservative perspective.
Yeah,
and so if they're trying to make their move, which they've been doing really well, I think they've been getting a lot of CNN's viewers, then this is maybe a way to bring in someone from the other
Fox
side of the aisle.
Day parts now.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason I brought this up is because there is a gathering of 60 hosts at the White House next Thursday and Friday, and I wondered if you were invited. I don't get invited to these things because I'm not a conservative talker, the people who are politically right of center, and I wondered how many of the Salem people were invited and how many people listening to this program. See, we're on stations there are 289 stations, I think, as of this moment that carry the morning program. About 185 would be considered political talkers, quote-unquote conservative talkers, right of center talkers. So we set a tone, a different tone, in the morning, because I like to not necessarily talk about politics and not be skewed one direction or another. I think that's what people want earlier in the morning. But I'm figuring that a lot of people that you work with have been invited to go to that thing, and you and I haven't talked about it. I wondered whether you got invited to go.
No.
Oh, what an outrage. So who got invited then?
I have
no
idea.
There's 60 people that are going next week. I want to know who got invited. I mean, other than
wasn't
the obvious.
Me.
Hannity would be on the top of the list. But who amongst some of the other characters, I wonder, Gallagher probably gets invited. But, you know, there's that typical, predictable ilk. But I'm wondering how many local hosts got invited. This is called Hold Their Feet to the Fire.
Right.
Yeah,
I've heard of these events. I did not get an invitation, which,
I used
you know,
to get invited when I
remember you used to broadcast
political.
From there all the time. I can't say I'm not too, you know, I'm not too sad about that. I am, there are some rumblings, though, however, that I might we'll see. I mean, we'll see if it all pans out, but maybe heading to Washington, D.C. this summer for a little White House visit, which would be really exciting for me.
Do you know anyone who lives in or Washington,
I'll extend my trip so we can party that way. For sure.
Right. Why? What's the reason for the invite?
They're bringing some people to the White House to broadcast, and if that could be something that works out, I would be over the moon.
Really?
Yeah.
I've done that 4 or 5 times. That'd be.
Oh, okay. You don't have to rub it in. I haven't. It would be exciting.
Yeah, it would be exciting. Yeah, fine. It's good. It's cool. Speaking of the White House, I love this. Steve Bannon, who has been close to slipping on a banana peel, I've been trying to figure out a way to get him out of there. Yesterday, he was asked why Sean Spicer is being replaced. And he said, because he's getting fat, which I thought was...
He was kidding. He laughed. He went, as a joke.
Really?
That's why he's not... Because he said, why
he
won't... Because
be...
Sean Spicer is not actually being replaced. Sean Spicer is being promoted. Sure, and so they're bringing someone new in to be in front of the media every day. And so Steve Bannon said, and he made a joke because Steve Bannon's no spell guy. So he was kind of being tongue-in-cheek and having some fun. But people took him for literally on this.
When the first blush on this was he's calling somebody fat.
Which is what made it funny. They said, why won't he be on camera anymore? And Steve Bannon said, because he's gained weight.
All right, so here's the replacement rumors. Laura Ingraham and David Martusko. I don't know who he is. The Daily Mail Brit?
Right. He's a writer, an editor for the Daily Mail, I think. But there's still Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I still think is kind of the odds-on favorite.
Although, she's a bit good.
You know, here's the deal. We can talk candidly, right?
Yeah, of course we can.
Laura Ingraham, we all know Laura Ingraham, and she's a tough cookie. In fact, I
not
think
easy
Kara
to get along with
her.
She's not.
But I'm going to tell you right now, even though I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is delightful, I think she's great, I think she's so good to watch, I actually think that Trump would do really well by hiring Laura Ingraham. If she were actually, if she made herself available, because she's got other jobs, she's able to keep her calm, which I think Sean Spicer, and I really do like him, I think he had a hard job. When you have this contentious relationship with the media, and the media was
the same person?
Yes. You are.
Oh, yeah.
But when he was getting hammered every single day, then he would he'd kind of snap back. And I think it was human nature. I think if you watch Laura Ingraham on any of the cable news shows or if you listen to her on the radio, when you have someone who's debating her, she maintains a really cool head. She kind of smiles and she kind of, yes, exactly. She kind of smiles and she also does what people tell me I do, which is interpret what Trump is really trying to say in a very good and productive way.
You'd be a good press secretary, actually. You'd be the best one
on the show. I'd kill it. In fact...
Yeah, you would.
I actually said something the other day on the radio, and Trump quoted it in his speech the other night.
Really?
word for word.
What did you say? You didn't tell me that. What did you say?
So I might think that the president might listen to this to these programs. I said we were talking about the health care bill, that the Democrats were very upset because these 10, and even some Republicans, that these 10 Republicans were working behind closed doors without telling anybody what was in the health care bill. And I said, you know, I hate to sound cynical, but in the words of Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? They could put out the perfect bill and not one Democrat would vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already made their stance known. They're going to resist this. They're not going to vote against it.
The health care plan is number 3 this week on the Congress, in case.
In that rally in Iowa, Trump said, these Democrats are upset about my health care bill, but I don't know what difference it makes. I could give them the perfect bill where everybody gets health insurance for free. It doesn't cost anybody a dime, and not one of them would vote for it. I thought,
So being frank, there are people who will listen to certain people on certain programs, and they'll use that. Whether Trump, maybe speechwriters, or people who are on the inside, they are listening around. They are.
I think it was
surfing.
A coincidence, but I like.
But they do listen to these programs, especially ones that they think affect their future and their success. And they're smart to do so. They should get listening to this stuff. That's why they're inviting these people to go next week, and they want the pulse and talk radio. If nothing else, does present a pulse. It may not be 100% accurate all the time, but it is a pulse of the nation, And it's not, it's a way, Vox Populi is probably the best way of quickly getting a message out to people, certainly in this circumstance, that you want to have hear your message. It's a way to do it. This is it. So welcome to the community of the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen.
There you
BJV
go.
Time is 45 after. I wonder if Trump uses super beats. If he doesn't.
He doesn't sleep a lot, so it would do him well, probably.
It would do a good job for him, as it does for us. Anybody who gets up early in the morning, works long hours, and that may be the case because you're listening to us now. We get up early. Jennifer's 3 o'clock local time. I'm 4 o'clock local time. And drinking super beats at some point during the day is a way to accomplish a number of things. One of them is to just get your energy level up. What happens is these beets are loaded with nitric oxide, which is so good for your system. What it does when you have three, if you were to cook three beets and eat them, you'd have the same impact as this teaspoon, because there are three beets in every teaspoon of super beets. Put it in a glass of water or a smoothie or whatever, drink it, and within minutes, you are guaranteed to have the results that come from jitter-free energy, the boost that you feel. Fitness in a glass. I love that description. So if you want to be more heart healthy, you drink earthy vegetables. This is a vegetable juice. That's what it is. The vegetable is transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood that gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part equally around your body. Energy and stamina, no stimulants, no caffeine, nothing unnatural. Non-GMO beets, cooked, dried, powdered, put in a canister, and sent to your home. So you want to get four canisters. One canister lasts a month. So you get four for the price of three. If you haven't been in on this deal before, go to DougLikesBeets.com. Man, I'll tell you, these allergies. I was in the hay field yesterday. We baled 400 bales of hay. And last night I was half of the hay field. I felt like it was in my...
In your lungs.
Yeah, in my lungs. Anyway, the idea here is to give yourself that great boost and to keep yourself healthy with something that's all food. It's all natural. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. Yep, that's the way to order. First time around, you get a bonus 30-day supply. You get free shipping and a guarantee that this will work or your money back. I feel, like I'm on, what's that show? The cartoon show. Been around forever, The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway.
Doug, oh, you said dough. I get it.
Yeah, dough instead of that. Dough.
Wow.
It's right. Dough.
I better finish this fast. DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beats before I lose my voice.
Oh.
At DougLikesBeets.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
A
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time now, 53 past the hour. It is our moment in history, weekly history, in which Victoria Keeling goes through the top five items this week from the world of technology. So let's get at it. From five to number one, I guess in my mind that means we start with number five, Victoria. Correct, Armando?
Correct. Amazon in the news a lot this week, and one of the newest initiatives that they announced is the thing called Prime Wardrobe, and it's a service that allows Amazon Prime members to try on clothes before they actually buy them. This is an interesting new foray for Amazon. They have never done anything with fashion, really, and their fashion choices when you're on Amazon are very limited. So this is something that is, they want to compete with sites like Stitch Fix and Trunk Club, which are services that every month they mail you a bunch of clothes based on your size and your preference. You try things on and then you send back what you don't want and you only pay for the things you keep. And so this is interesting that Amazon is now offering this to Prime members. And the other thing that they say they're getting into next is pharmaceuticals, which I still am confused as how they're going to pull off pharmaceuticals, but they say that is going to be on the table for 2018.
Hmm. All right, that's number five.
Maybe. It does make you think, though.
It sure does. Number four this week in the world of technology as we count down to number one.
Well, this is your favorite story probably of the week. It's the TSA and their latest attempt to cut down on wait times going through security. This is a new thing they're trying called biometric fingerprint technology, and they're starting out in Atlanta and Denver. They're testing this actually right now. And the TSA says that the evaluation will examine how using fingerprints as both a boarding pass and identification will function at security checkpoints and how much faster you'll get through. So you don't even need it. It really eliminates a few steps. The only thing is, for right now, the TSA pre-check members, which I believe, Doug, you are a member of that, right?
I am. Yep.
So, and when you signed up, you got fingerprinted. So these are the right now pre-check members are the only ones who can test out this new technology. But if it works, eventually it'll hit airports everywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're working our way to number one. Number three now on our countdown of the top five tech stories this week.
Google has a plan to redirect potential ISIS recruits away from the terrorist group and its message. It's called the redirect method, and it's going to target potential recruits with online ads that actually sends them to anti-terrorist videos. So anytime someone's using some of these keywords that they've been following and tracking, they say that they're, instead of getting what they want, they're actually going to get the opposite. So far, this method program has reached 300,000 people, which is very scary when you think of how many people are looking at terrorist content and extremist propaganda online. So Google says they want to help in that situation, and YouTube, which is owned by Google, is also going to be doing that with their videos.
All right, let's work our way into the number two position here on the countdown of the hot hits in terms of what technology has presented us with this week.
Instagram has a new update that's intended to tackle one of their biggest problems, which is a lack of transparency when it comes to celebrities endorsing products. The FTC earlier this year mailed warning letters to influencers, brands, and celebrities who were not actually posting that they were being paid to show these products. And so now, as a result, they say this is a $1 billion industry on Instagram. And so now with this new transparency, you'll be able to see on everyone's posts if they were in a paid partnership with the brand. So you won't be fooled into thinking that Jennifer Lopez looks so amazing because she uses this eye cream. You'll know if she's actually being paid to use the eye cream.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Happens
a lot. One this week.
Well, the biggest story that everyone around the world was talking about in terms of Amazon is Whole Foods. They're buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, and they say that in terms of the actual functionality of this merger, that Whole Foods will, you'll start to see little things that are Amazon-centric. You'll be able to check yourself out instead of having cashiers. They're going to have expanded food delivery services through Amazon Fresh by using Whole Foods foods and supplies and products. So I think it's going to probably be a really good thing for everybody involved. And, of course, Amazon now being behind Whole Foods, you'll probably see more Whole Foods stores popping up. They'll be popping up all over the place. So it's
we have a new one about 4 miles from me, the largest Whole Foods I have ever seen, opening in Sudbury, Massachusetts in about 2 weeks. It's huge. And I'm just thinking, as they open, I drove by it last night on my way to another store, interestingly enough. The parking lot is huge, the building is huge, and you can just see Amazon using this as a stump. You know, this is a way to expand. They can use it as a warehouse for all kinds of stuff.
It's such a smart move.
A lot of smart stuff there. Yeah. That's the overview of the hot hits this week in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.